Chapter 3. From Texas to Colorado to Okinawa to Rhode Island to... Ensign Walter E. Constance was a Navy pilot in the Pacific Theater during World War II, stationed on the USS Ticonderoga. It was late September 1944, and the U.S. Navy was chasing the beleaguered Japanese back to Japan. Spirits were high, especially since VE days some months back. Hopefully, in a year or two, with the reassigned European divisions committed to the Pacific, the Japanese would be forced into surrender, and the Second World War would be over. "I just received a telegram that my son's been born," said Ensign Constance to his fellow pilots. "A round of beers on me." It was September 23rd, and Ruth Constance proudly held her firstborn son.
"We want to call him Walter. Walter Harry Constance, after his father. His daddy is off somewhere in the Pacific flying for the Navy," she said proudly to the nurse on duty. "I can't wait until he can see him. I tell you, he looks just like his father."
I was soon called by my middle name, Harry, so the family could tell the two Walters apart. My mother, the former Ruth Johnson, was one of 10 children born to Mr. and Mrs. Luther H. Johnson, ranchers in the Austin-San Antonio-Corpus Christi area. There was some relationship to the future president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, although I'm not sure exactly what it was. My grandpa was known as L.H.J., and there were a lot of Johnsons in that part of Texas. I spent my early years living at my grandfather's ranch. My father was away at sea with the Navy, and Mom preferred the close-knit family atmosphere in Texas to a Navy wife's solitary confinement in San Diego at Naval Housing. It wasn't until I was about a year old that I finally met my father. My mother describes me as hiding behind her skirt, holding onto her leg when this naval officer, in full dress uniform, came striding up to us at the airport where we'd gone to meet him. I was peering out from behind her at this person with brightly polished shoes and fancy doodads on his chest and shoulders. I was as shy as any young child would be. I was not going near this stranger. My mother still laughs when we talk about it. One of my